And now I'd like to visit for a moment with a couple of men who work out at the Cozy Coach plant. First, here's Ernest Schindler. How long have you been employed with the company, Ernie?
Since 1934.
Well, that's quite a long time, almost since the beginning of the company's operations.
Yes, sir.
You must have started with Lutz down on East Michigan Avenue.
I did.
Were you with him when he moved to Pitcher Street then?
No, I came there right after he moved to Pitcher Street.
I see. In what ways are the present Cozy Coaches improved over those of the early models, Ernie?
They're wider and more roomy. They have permanent beds, electric refrigerations, and duotherm heaters, and they have toilets, but that is optional.
The exterior appearance is a little different, isn't it? Aren't they a little more streamlined than they were in the beginning?
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh. What is your present job down there, Ernie?
I have charge of the stock room and the receiving.
Is that interesting work?
Very.
I suppose you get to handle almost everything that goes into a Cozy Coach eventually.
Most everything, with the exception of the lumber.
Of the lumber. We're going to hear from the fellow that handles that in just a minute. About how many items do you have to keep in stock, Ernie?
Well, in my department, we have close to 500 items.
What are some of these things?
Well, there's screws, nails, tires, electric fixtures, ice boxes.
Well, that's quite a list
there.
I see. Well, thanks, Ernie, for being on our program. Incidentally, do you have any hobbies that you follow when you aren't at work?
Yes, I like hunting and fishing, my hobbies.
Didn't I hear that you had a cottage up north someplace where you go deer hunting?
Yes, up to Diamond Lake in Newaygo County.
Mm-hmm. Did you get one last fall?
Nope.
Did you go?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's too bad. Better luck next time.